Hello and welcome to Small Batches with me, Adam Hawkins. I'm your guide to software delivery excellence. In each episode, I share a small batch of theory and practices along the path. Topics include DevOps, Lean, continuous delivery, and conversations with industry leaders. Now, let's begin today's episode. This episode is a tribute to my colleague, Alex Karpinski. Alex reported to me for about 2 years. I don't remember exactly when it happened, but Alex had a simple request somewhere early on. Alex had a hard time differentiating between the red, yellow, and green colors the team used in Miro. Alex requested we create a more accessible color scheme with higher contrast. We selected three colors: blue, yellow, black. Adopting these three innocuous colors created a Cambrian explosion of visual management techniques in the team. Now Alex is seeking employment elsewhere. However, using these three colors is a deeply ingrained habit for me, and I hope one Alex will carry forward. So, in this episode, I will cover how I use these three colors in the visual management of the daily work. But first, it's March, so that means there's a new giveaway. This month, I'm giving away a free signed copy of Katie Anderson's book, Learning to Lead, Leading to Learn. I had Katie on the podcast last month. Check out that episode to learn more about her and the book. The giveaway runs through March 2024. Entries are limited to the United States. Listen through to the end for entry details. Now, let's talk about visual management. Hang with me though, this will be longer than normal. The best description of visual management comes from The Toyota Way by Jeffrey Liker. He describes it as, use visual control to support people in decision-making and problem-solving. I'll use visual management and visual controls interchangeably in this episode. Toyota leans into visual control because humans are visual creatures. Vision trumps all other senses. Hear something, and 3 days later you'll remember just 10% of it. Add a picture, and you'll remember 65%. The point is, humans need to see something to truly understand it. Hearing about it or reading about it is just not the same. A picture is worth 1,000 words for a reason. I doubled down on visual management when I became an engineering manager. My aim was simple: convey the status of everything the team was doing in a single visual. There were a few core areas: high-level deliverables, the Kanban board, and our system health indicators. Early on, we used red, yellow, and green. This was until Alex requested a more accessible color system. This simple request changed everyone's daily work. People implicitly understand the red, yellow, green from traffic lights. Generally, red is stop or bad. Yellow is similar to warning, and green is just good or go. These are not really sufficient for encouraging problem solving or decision making. Alex's request for an accessible color scheme forced us to break out of this mental model and create our own. Here's ours. Blue is system normal. Yellow is manageable challenges. And black is problem, stop for swarming. The crucial change in this blue-yellow-black model is the black color. Grading anything as black is the signal for the team to stop and engage in problem solving. Then, the aim becomes turning that sticky yellow or blue. Simple, but not always easy. We lean into these colors by adding emojis. Blue may be a thumbs up, a happy smiling face, or a person with sunglasses, depending on the context. Yellow is typically a neutral or grimacing face. Black is the rotating light for siren. Using emojis enhances the visual management by giving the viewer another picture to relate to. It also allows us to adapt the three colors to different contexts. These three colors are flexible enough for two core use cases. The first use case is a health indicator. This is a point-in-time assessment about anything. It could be an SLO, a deliverable, or the running cost of a given system. Blue is thumbs up for all good, yellow is a grimacing face for okay, and black is the siren stop swarm this problem. Designing our visual management system like this embodies the first capability of the high velocity edge. The first capability is designing systems to quickly surface problems. This, for us, is coloring anything black. Then the second capability kicks in, stop and swarm on problems. The second use case is a viability assessment, typically used in A3s or other forms of problem solving. Blue is like two thumbs up or this is great. Yellow is like the neutral face, workable but not really excited about it. Black is thumbs down, the red X, or certainly not viable or acceptable by any means. Here's how we use these colors in the daily work. Daily and weekly ops reviews are centered around groupings of health indicators on a Miro board. Select all the stickies, then set the color to gray. This simple act does two important things. First, it resets any previous grades. Second, it makes the remaining work visible. This is another aspect of visual management. Many types of work can be made visible, not just cards on a Kanban board. Now, any team member can identify the next step by looking at the board. Go grade the stickies. Each person grades the relevant stickies. There's beauty in this step too. Using a simple blue, yellow, black system enables the grader to mix subjective and empirical information. Sometimes assessments are based on empirical numbers like SLIs or dollars spent. But that's not always possible for whatever reason. Sometimes empirical information is not available, and that's okay. Sometimes it's just a person-to-person call. That's also okay, because the outcome is the same, a blue, yellow, or black. Grading only takes a few minutes depending on how many stickies there are. Then, the next benefit kicks in. Zoom out of the Miro board. Zoom out even more to where the text is not visible. You only see color. That's everything you need as a decision maker. Aggregating based on color compresses complex information so it's accessible extremely fast. That's where your brain is best. 10, 100, or 1,000 stickies, your brain will see the colors and the patterns. This is where the next aspect of visual management kicks in. The blue, yellow, or black grades fit 5S thinking naturally. The colors sort the information. Start from black, then yellow, and finally blue. Next, walk the black stickies that indicate a need for problem solving. In ops review, this typically means a brief discussion of the current condition and then outlining goalie duty work for the on-call engineer. If there are no black stickies, then maybe yellows are discussed without committing to follow-up work. Given blue means systems normal, it may not even be worth any attention. I've grown to appreciate how scalable the blue-yellow-black grading system is. It can be used as coarse or as granular as needed. I leverage this in my one-on-ones. The first example is with grading high-level deliverables. Deliverables are typically at a project or OKR level. These are one level above the Kanban board. Each team member is typically working on their own or shared deliverables through pairing. I lay out these deliverables as stickies in the one-on-one board. They're reset to gray prior to each meeting, and the other person grades them. The aim, as always, is identifying the black items. Grading a sticky black signals management problem solving. If something is graded black, then that opens the conversation. Is this a technical problem? Is this a WIP problem? What could it be? Let's discuss that together and then identify countermeasures. It may also be that something is just going to be stuck like that because of an external dependency. If there are no black items, then maybe we briefly discuss the yellows but always pass on the blues. Time is better spent elsewhere, such as celebrating the success in the current condition. The point is, grading these deliverables builds a shared understanding between myself and the other person. Now I, as the engineering manager, have what I need as the decision maker. Deliverable stickies can be coarse or granular. If a deliverable has been graded yellow or black too many times in a row, then perhaps it's time to reduce the batch size by splitting out multiple stickies. When that happens, perhaps something is actually done where another part is black. Compressing and expanding these stickies enables me to find the Goldilocks zone of information transmission. Then we move over to the health indicators portion of the one-on-one. There is a single sticky for systems. This is purposefully coarse because it aggregates so much information. It's a way to quickly communicate the health of complex systems. It's squishy, and that's intended. Another example is the catch-all break glass indicator. This is literally for whatever. The point is to pull my Andon cord for anything. I've had people grade that one black for HR problems, leave challenges, and interpersonal issues. This system works because the blue, yellow, black grading. Black implies a call to action, problem solving with me. Yellow indicates places for possible assistance. And blue means everything is okay, so just move on. I create a new board for each one-on-one so I can zoom out over weeks, months, and even years in some cases to see trends. My favorite part is watching deliverables go from black to yellow, then blue, and ultimately green for done. Now I've taken this concept into my skip-level meetings. I begin each meeting by asking the person to report blue, yellow, or black for themselves. They know that reporting black is the signal to engage in problem solving. Reporting black has been used to make team changes, reworking deliverables, and to coach up relevant engineering managers. Plus, I can zoom out on this information and quickly see the general sentiment amongst my skip levels. This episode would not be complete without covering the A3. An A3 is a visual problem solving and decision making tool. Color is a key facet in all parts of the A3. The blue, yellow, and black grades convey health indicators in the background, current condition, and analysis sections. They convey viability assessments in the recommendation section. This is where the three-color scale gains two additional colors, purple and pink. These are especially useful as table headers. Think rows and columns. I cannot tell you how many sticky note tables I've created in the past 2 years. Individual cells or whole groups can be graded blue, yellow, or black. The point is not the grade, but the thinking behind the grading. Consider a problem. There are multiple proposed countermeasures. Though what actually makes a countermeasure viable? You must answer that question before grading something. This mental shift forces you to think more upfront before jumping to a conclusion. Assessing viability of related countermeasures or proposals also creates a happy side effect. Zoom out a bit from the table to see the colors. Most of the time, a black grade in one place can change by remixing it with aspects of another. This encourages the deep problem solving necessary to create a menu of viable alternatives. One last example on the flexibility of this blue-yellow-black scale. Last year, I used an A3 to approach restructuring our Datadog contract. This was challenging for me. I leveraged the three colors to help me partition the problem space by cost. My aim was to create a PFEP, where each part was an individual line item in the contract. The outcome from the plan was a management system to deliver on budget for the year. That required assessing risks of overrun and the costs of each. Time to pull out the handy sticky note table. Purple for headers, then rows for cost, risk, and a few other factors. A black for cost was simply $3, aka the most money. Yellow for cost was $2, and blue was a single dollar sign. A black for risk was the screaming emoji. Yellow for risks was the grimace emoji. And blue for risks was the person with the sunglasses emoji for I'm cool. Set the colors to the table in gray, then blue, yellow, black them. Results from all the various criteria were aggregated into a final blue, yellow, black grade. The black items went into the now work bucket, yellow into next, and blue into later to await pull. I covered a lot of ground in this episode. This is because the approach to visual management built around the blue-yellow-black grading scale has been deeply ingrained into my daily work. Most of the one-on-ones can be done async by grading the sticky notes prior to the meeting, then focus on any items graded black when meeting in person. This has been a massive time saver. I convey the health of team deliverables, my teams, and whatever other items to my manager using blue, yellow, black. The call-out right at the top of the repeating agenda is that items graded black warrant discussion. If there is nothing graded black, then we cruise right on through to discussion. No need to waste time talking when writing and grading conveys the same information. This blue, yellow, black grading has become a ubiquitous language in the team. We have blue, yellow, and black square emojis aliased to the simple blue, yellow, black shorthand. Team members send each other the blue, yellow, and black for a variety of reasons and contexts. All of this is thanks to a simple request from a colleague for an accessible color grading system. So thank you so much to Alex for creating this seismic shift in visual management. Moreover, thank you for challenging me as a manager and leader. You made me better at everything I did. I will keep these lessons with me. I hope you bring these lessons forward with you. Best of luck in your future endeavors. All right, that's all for this batch. I need your support to keep this podcast viable. I've set up a Patreon to support this podcast and its cousin, the Software Kaizen Substack. Your support ensures I can continue producing small batches episodes just like this one and long-form written content on Software Kaizen. Go to smallbatches.fm/104 for a link to my Patreon, the free March giveaway, and more on visual management. I hope to have you back again for the next episode. So until then, happy shipping.